There are many reasons why people might be interested in Buddhism. There are people that maybe are experiencing a lot of unhappiness and a lot of suffering, and they are questioning why, what is this all about? How can I be free of this? How can I reduce it? For some people, they've heard that Buddhism is really a peaceful way of thinking, so they're attracted to this. Some people like Buddhism because they go to there for protection. Or maybe protection is sort of like we pray that we everything may go well in our business or our relationships, or that we may maintain good health. Some people might just be interested in something different. Sometimes people are interested because their boyfriend or their girlfriend is interested. So they come along, they become interested. Some people want to have a better life, this life. They want to have a better future lives. Some people are looking for liberation. And some people are wishing for every sentient being, everyone, to be free from their suffering and to be liberated. And if you are going to practice Buddhism, the great thing is that all of these are possible within Buddhism. Of course, the best would be if you practice for the benefit of all sentient beings. And this is really the purpose of practicing Mahayana Buddhism. And this is the essence of these teachings of the path of clear light, introducing us into Buddhism in terms of Mahayana Buddhism. So if we're curious about Buddhism, or if we are on the path of Buddhism and we're not too sure what it's really about, it's good to ask questions. So we can ask questions like, why do I experience afflictions and suffering in life? How can I be free from these afflictions and suffering? Which path should I follow? What kind of teacher should I follow? Why should I study or practice Buddhism anyway? What are the benefits of practicing? Why should I seek liberation? What's going to be involved if I do follow this path? There's quite a few number of questions that may be asked, and of course, according to everybody's different interest or understanding, the questions will be different. How this will help us is it'll help us to keep us focused, to stay on the path, to keep up the practice, and to stay enthusiastic and encouraged about practicing. And in this way as well, over time, our practice will be stable. What sometimes happens for some people, they are very interested in Buddhism and in the practice, and they put in a lot of effort and a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm. But then after 2 years or 3 years or after some time, this interest starts to wither, and slowly they stop practicing or they reduce their practicing, or sometimes even they become disillusioned in the practice. There are all sorts of reasons why this may happen. It might be that they are just temporarily interested and then they find something else that they really want to be interested in and spend their time doing. It might be that they are practicing and then something causes disillusionment. One of it is maybe that they've been practicing diligently and but they don't feel like they are progressing adequately, or they haven't made much progress. And then after a while, they get disillusioned and they just think, oh, this Buddhism isn't for me. Sometimes they see maybe something happens in the community and somebody who is a Buddhist does something that really doesn't look very Buddhist or is not in terms of Buddhism. And they say, lose a little bit of faith or enthusiasm and they think, oh, look what happens in Buddhism. But I think what's important to realize with this as well is that we are all practitioners. And even although somebody might be a Buddhist, unless they're enlightened, they're still going to make mistakes. That's why we're called practitioners. If we didn't have to be practiced, then we would be enlightened already. In this regard, just to remember that the teachings are very, very good. I think the same with the other schools of thought, the other religions as well. The teachings actually are very, very good. Just sometimes people that are practicing the teachings still have their negative habits. and their afflictions, and then they make mistakes. But this doesn't mean that there's a problem with the teachings. And then sometimes because of this, people, or various different reasons, they regret their time in practicing Buddhism. They think, oh, what a joke. And afterwards they leave, and sometimes they even slander the teachings and the Buddhism because they are feeling unhappy with what has happened or with their progress. And this really can happen because just really different people have different interests. And just like we like eating different food, some people like spicy food, some people like fresh food, some people like a mixture. And this is also okay. You say, yes, this Buddhism is for me. I'm really interested. I want to practice. Or no, I think I'm interested in something else. And that's also fine. If we have asked the right questions in the beginning and we have a good understanding, at least what it'll do is it'll help reduce a lot of this disillusionment due to our own expectations. And because we know where we're going, we know we've got that certain direction, it'll keep us on the path. What we could say as well is this is where faith is very important as well. When we understand where we want to go, we sort of have a faith. Oh, that's where I want to go, and I'm going to apply myself until I get there. If we don't have the faith, then easily we just decide to stop. An example of this maybe is that if we believe we can put the kettle on and the water will boil because we put the kettle on, then we'll go and we'll put the kettle on. But if we don't believe that by putting the kettle on, the water can boil, then we won't do it. And sometimes we don't even realize that there is a kettle that can do this, that can boil the water for us. And that's why sometimes it's good to talk about Buddhism so that people can understand and that they know, oh, there is this path, and let me understand this path, and then maybe they want to follow the path. And really, if you do practice Buddhism and you practice it according to the teachings, it really can make a significant difference in one's life with respect to our happiness, our reducing our unhappiness, our afflictions, our discontentment. And we really can feel much better. Our efficiency, our effectiveness can improve. When we're happier, the people around us are happier, which also helps our health. Really, there are many, many benefits. It's also important for us to grasp the key points. And then once we've grasped those key points, to follow them and to practice them. And there really are very, very many different schools, and the way that it may be presented or the way the practices are may have their differences. And if we are investigating all of this before we're making our decision, then it could take a really long time. It could be a lifetime of study and investigation. The problem with this is that we only have maybe 60, 70, 80 years. And if we're only starting to listen now, we don't have a Buddhist background. Maybe we're already 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old. So how much time do we then have left to actually practice? If you prefer, go to a few different Buddhist centers, meet a few different teachers, and then see which of those you feel most aligned to, the ones that you feel that you have the best connection with. If, of course, you meet a specific teacher or a specific lineage, and from the beginning you like it, then that's fine. Follow that one. You don't necessarily have to go and investigate all the others. Just be aware of spending too much time in investigation, that you spend so much time investigating that you don't actually start practicing. There is the example of somebody that's been shot by an arrow, and the arrow goes through their chest, and they've got the critical hour. That critical hour in which to save his life, if they can remove the arrow and give him the right treatment, then his life can be saved. But if not, there's a good chance that he's not going to survive. If immediately he goes and finds help and gets it removed, then that chance of surviving is very strong. But if he sits there and starts thinking, wow, this arrow came from a long way, and look at this, I've never seen these feathers before, and the shaft is a little bit different, I wonder what type of trajectory it was shot from, I wonder where this can come from, and he starts thinking about all of the other information other than what is going to save his life, then maybe he's not going to be able to be saved. The point of this question is find out the information that is relevant and then get stuck into practice. If you don't start practicing, then you won't experience the benefits of these incredible teachings. It's very important to understand what are the key points, what is the essence of the teachings, and then to practice them. Maybe treat it like a disease or you have an illness. When we have a serious illness, what do? We recognize the symptoms and then we find the method or we find the medicine to be able to cure this disease and find out what the cause is. If we can also remove the cause, then there's really a good chance it's not going to recur again. And we can treat ourselves as a patient. For instance, you have the doctor, which is your teacher, and the dharma, which is the medicine, and we are the patient. We have the illness or the problem, and we wish to be cured. Similarly, we would go to the doctor and say, these are what the problems are, and the doctor would prescribe the medicine, and then we would take the medicine according to the prescription. In the beginning, it's important to first listen and contemplate, which they call the Dharma of transmission. And in the old days, it was always listening because many people were illiterate or there weren't that many books available. So today you can include reading in as well. So reading, listening, and contemplating to really understand the meaning of the teachings and then actually going out to practice, which is sometimes referred to as the Dharma of realization. And again, as I emphasize the practice, it is maybe similar to that of learning a language. When we first start a language, it's really difficult. We might think, wow, how am I ever going to be able to do this? This seems really like a lot of hard work. I don't remember the words, the verbs, the nouns, the adjectives. Where do they go? But after a year, 2 years, 3 years, suddenly you might be having a really good conversation with people. And it didn't seem difficult at all. In the beginning, we may also find, well, there's so many different terminologies we need to get used to. And the practices might feel a little bit strange. And this is also because when we're starting something new, sometimes when something is unfamiliar, it feels a little bit uncomfortable or a little bit difficult. And if this is happening, then keep on going. If you feel that there's something wrong, maybe with your method or what you're doing, then check with the teacher or whoever's helping you just to make sure that you are doing it correctly. Also, by asking the questions in the beginning and having a relatively good understanding, it's also going to reduce the possibility that you practice blindly. It is important to know where we are going, the direction we're taking. And so it's important to have the eyesight. And it's also important to have our feet because we might know where we want to go, but if we're not able to take the steps forward, then how are we going to be able to reach our destination? Let's dedicate these merits. By these merits may all attain omniscience, having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. May all beings be liberated from the ocean of the suffering of samsara. Sonam deye tamcha tsepanye topnye nyepe tranang kacheja keka nachir balang trupai tsipi choli droa droa shoo.